A ray of economic hope emerges in crisis-hit Lebanon. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Lebanon's new government has agreed to a forensic audit of the nation's central bank. It's been a key requirement for the country to receive foreign aid to help ease what the World Bank calls one of the worst depressions in modern history. The restructuring firm tapped to carry out the audit withdrew from the same process late last year because it didn't have information it required. Now it says it'll provide an initial report by the end of this year. In the meantime, thousands of tons of Iranian oil have been delivered to the country. They were transported by the militant group Hezbollah, despite U.S. sanctions, across the Syrian border. The BBC's Anna Foster explains the feeling of relief washing over people and businesses in the Bekaa Valley in the eastern part of Lebanon.
This huge convoy of trucks is rolling slowly and loudly along the main street of Al Ain. And women have turned out to throw rose petals and rice in the path of the trucks. There is an atmosphere of jubilation, of celebration, but it is always hard to know how much of this is spontaneous and how much is organised.
But away from the jubilation, this is the reality. The ovens at Yasmin Bakery run for 15 hours a day on just two generators. They don't get any state electricity right now.
If we don't get enough fuel for today, we're closing today. We're not working. Tomorrow there's no bread.
Suleiman Mehdi is the owner.
If even they can't buy the bread, what will they eat? Can't eat anything. They will be starving. And I will be next.
Once the bread is baked, it needs to be delivered. But there's no fuel for the vans. If you can find an open petrol station, the wait is long.
From yesterday, I sleep in my car. I am 25 years old. I don't have any money. No life here.
Everything here is disorganized. Hezbollah, he is the only person who came and said, I will bring you the gas from Iran.
Accepting Iranian supplies, though, transported by Hezbollah, comes with the threat of international repercussions. This is a small quantity of fuel, only about 3 days' worth, but Hezbollah wants to make a political statement by bringing it here, even though the group is part of the administration that so many Lebanese blame for their dire situation. At the heart of this now is a real dilemma for people. Alpha Laboratories makes intravenous medical solution, the precious liquid used for drips, cleaning burns, operations, everything a hospital needs. The company needs fuel to keep production going, but its general manager, Dr. Suar Akhl, told me she fears the consequences.
We should not enter in the political game between having sanctions and having people dying because you don't supply. I think I choose not to make them die, to save them.
The Biden administration has been largely silent on the implications of this delivery. Does it enforce the letter of these sanctions or let them pass by, given Lebanon's dire situation? For some here, that uncertainty makes their already difficult lives even tougher.
That's the BBC's Anna Foster reporting there. Well, to continue to try to ease the fuel shortages in Lebanon, the energy ministry today hiked gas prices again by nearly 40%. Energy prices across Europe have hit a record high this week. Access to supplies has been so restricted that a major fertilizer plant here in the UK has shut down production at two locations, while an ammonia maker has made similar moves in Norway. Katerina Filipenko is a global gas supply analyst from Wood Mackenzie. She explains supply chain issues are a big part of this problem.
It's really this perfect storm. First off, the UK gas production is down about 28% year on year due to various plant and unplanned maintenances and project delays. Secondly, Asian countries are recovering after the pandemic and they are offering higher prices for liquefied natural gas. So they're pulling it away from the Atlantic basin. We also see countries like Brazil who have low hydro generation right now. And this also pulls away some LNG cargoes from Europe. So overall, making less LNG available for the region. Normally, when prices get so high, there is some switching to coal that can happen. But coal market is also really tight right now. And it's mainly because coal has also suffered some supply disruptions across the globe. We also see very high carbon prices that somewhat limit this switch. So all these factors combined led us to this high prices.
That's Katerina Filipenko from Wood Mackenzie there. We're checking some other numbers now. Despite worries about soaring energy prices across the region, major benchmarks across Europe are rising in the 1/10 to 5/10% range today. Asian stock markets, meanwhile, have bounced back from their sharp declines earlier this week. The Hang Seng closed up 1% in Hong Kong, while the TOPIX gained 0.5% and the Shanghai Composite rose 0.2%. To Italy now, which has become the first European nation to mandate all workers show proof of vaccination, a negative coronavirus test, or recovery from the virus. The BBC's Mark Lowen has that story from Rome.
From the 15th of October, the approximately 23 million people employed in Italy's public and private sectors will be obliged to present a green pass when they show up for work. Failure to comply could carry suspension without pay and a hefty fine. The aim is to persuade the roughly 4 million workers who have not yet had the jab to do so. And despite relatively small protests, polls suggest the majority of Italians support the move. As the first country in the West to be overwhelmed by coronavirus, and with Europe's second highest number of deaths, Italy has erred on the side of caution throughout the pandemic, and the government is now mulling obligatory vaccinations for the whole population.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen reporting from Rome there, and in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.